After the great flood, God blessed Noah and his sons. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And you be fruitful and multiply, teem on the earth and multiply in it. In defiance of God, the descendants of Noah congregated together and built a large city with a tall tower reaching high into the heavens. God, in his mercy, confused the language of the people so they could not continue this great project. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. The sin of the people was defying God by seeking to gain glory and lasting recognition. Pride in their accomplishments replaced trust in the Creator of heaven and earth. With the wealth of the whole world waiting, with the opportunity to tend and properly use all of creation, they selfishly looked for others to admire their work. The sin of Babel still affects the world. Because we cannot easily communicate with others, we fear them. Different cultures, different people of different languages are unfamiliar and terrifying. Therefore, we daily sin against those we do not understand, forgetting that each person is created by God and loved by Him. Jesus died for all people of all nations and for all languages. Our task is to fill the world with the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ Jesus alone. May our Lord grant us the will to do His will, to tell others of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins upon the cross, giving to us redemption from sin and death. Amen.